I wish to share the story about how Jack and Ivica first met. One day, Jack was holding the door for students at the student center at St. Thomas. I'm guessing Jack actually did this all the time as a way to hopefully, you know, meet young ladies. Just sit there all day and say, hi, yeah, you're welcome. One fateful day, though, Ivica was the one to receive Jack's hospitality. Here is now Jack's retelling of the fateful day. Quote, after holding the door for her, I introduced myself as we walked and talked about background stuff, like where she was from. When she was about to leave, I said, well, it was great meeting you. I would really like to learn more about Norway, if you would be open to meeting for coffee or lunch sometime. Ivica, not missing a beat, said, oh, well, that would be great because I would like to learn about Minnesota as well. So talk about not putting yourself out there too much, right? You know, don't be mistaken, I'm not really interested in you. I just want to learn about Norway, or I just really want to learn about Minnesota. Who would have known that Jack's long-held interest and passion for Scandinavian countries would lead him to finding his future wife? The word for true love in the Old Testament is the Hebrew word hesed, H-E-S-S-E-D, hesed. And hesed has two essential qualities. The first is it's steadfast, it's enduring, it's committed, it's forever. The second quality is it's covenantal, meaning it's between persons. Okay, so you can't just have hesed, you can't have this type of love for some idea or particular thing. It has to be a person. It's between persons. So those two things, steadfast, it's enduring, committed, and it's between persons. And ultimately, hesed describes God's love for us. We on our own, we cannot love with this hesed. True love is first and foremost God's love for us. It's steadfast, it's enduring. We're all familiar with that beautiful psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love or mercy or faithfulness, however you want to translate it, endures forever. The word behind that is hesed. Hesed. His love endures forever. It's not superficial, it's not fleeting, it's not up and down, it doesn't depend on emotions. On the other hand, this love we see, this is said, is very much lacking in our world today. Most of the time what we find is unstable, lacking in commitment, lacking in steadfastness, it is truly fleeting. The modern culture, the world speaks of having to keep our options open. That is what freedom truly is, never having to commit truly to something. And while there may be places and these relationships, they might seem to be loving and nice, but what is lacking is stableness, following through, faithfulness. For example, sex without marriage is an example of this. Yet our hearts, they long for something more than what the world offers. Ivica only embraced the fullness of the faith recently, but she has always longed for this committed hesed. I asked Jack and her about why they were marrying each other, and this is what Ivica said. Quote, I have always dreamed of being truly married, meaning no option for divorce, and having children. We have this innate desire to love fully and forever, as well as to be loved fully and forever by another. We have this desire to have hesed for another and then to receive hesed from another. Yet our world is broken, and it seems more and more broken every day. And it's easy for us to question whether true fidelity, true hesed, is really possible. Sometimes if we are tempted to question the power of grace. Is grace real? Is it possible to love enduringly forever with chesed? When we see priests leaving the priesthood, when we see marriages failing, it's easy to question and wonder if holiness truly is possible. Is grace really there? It's easy to wonder if true chesed, steadfast love, is possible. I've been thinking about this personally a lot in my own prayers, wondering if that high bar is truly possible. And God keeps telling me it is possible. And so I do believe it. I believe in grace. I believe in chesed. When we question grace and whether holiness and righteousness is truly possible, we have to look at the saints. They weren't perfect, but they persevered. They show us that God is faithful, that what he asks us to do, he gives us the power and the strength to do it. When he calls us to the priesthood or to marriage, he does give us the grace to not only persevere, but to thrive. I, as a priest, want to be a witness that fidelity and holiness is possible. Jack and Vibeka want to be that witness to the world as well, that faithful forever love is possible. I want all of us here to be witnesses of that fact, to our broken world, which needs that witness. To witness in faith that grace is real. And what God asks us to do, he gives us the grace to fulfill it. He doesn't leave us hanging. And so where we are, wherever we are in our relationships or vocations, believe God has given you the grace to remain faithful forever. Believe in grace. Jack and Vibeka, we need you. The world needs you. The broken world needs your witness to fidelity and love. It needs your faith, your belief in grace. And you can have great confidence. You can forge ahead courageously, even when you don't know what lies ahead. Because God binds you indissolubly together today. You are united until death, no matter what. Therefore, you don't have to make your marriage last. It already does. God has done that. Your love, your chesed, just needs to grow, to reflect, to express the reality that you truly are united until death. And you can have confidence because you have built your marriage on rock so far, that rock being Jesus Christ and his Catholic faith. You have done it the right way, Jack and Vibeka, God's way. Continue to build on that rock. And like Jesus said in our gospel, the rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been built on the foundation of rock. It's truly a joy for me to be here, to return to my first parish, to celebrate this nuptial mass, to see so many friends out there today. But maybe most importantly, that this is my first mass, nuptial wedding mass, of a person that I was a priest with and have grown up with, if you will. I've seen Jack grow up from 8 years ago, in fact. They took me kiteboarding. I wasn't the greatest at that, and I'm surprised I didn't have a concussion from hitting my head on the ice out on Cross Lake. Wakeboarding, hockey on the lake, the usual breakfasts at the Nierenhausens with Greg's signature. He's going to get mad at me for messing this up. Blue Bonnet coffee, something like that. He gets it on his flights out west. I even remember one morning I went to see the Nierenhausens, and I was so impressed. They were up on the scaffolding outside the garage, painting the garage. All of them. Greg was out there. Maddie was there. Peter and Nicholas. And they're painting the garage. I said, wow, this is great. This is what a family's supposed to be like, you know, painting together, doing these things. And it was later that Greg mentioned to me that, well, good thing you weren't here 5 minutes earlier, Father, because paintbrushes were flying at each other from every angle. But that's life. And the Nierenhausen family has always been close to me and very edifying with the way, Steph and Greg, you have raised them. Always remember, and some of you as well remember, Thursday evening benediction back here in the small chapel. Thursdays was day for adoration, and so come in and do benediction at the end of adoration for the day. And the Nierenhausen boys would often serve for that. And so at the end of benediction, we would always, like usual, like tradition, you know, sing, "Holy God, we praise thy name." And we'd sing all three verses. And it would never fail because I would come out into the church with the Blessed Sacrament to repose into the tabernacle. And I'd be the only one singing out here. And Peter and Nick especially, but I think Jack too, would do their best to keep from laughing at Father Nick singing by himself out here, off key, "Holy God, we praise thy name." And I'll just say that I have taken voice lessons since then, so my voice has improved a little. But offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass with Jack serving, your reverence and your faith, being here with God, has always been an honor for me. So it's a joy to have helped form you, even in a small way, to walk with you all these years, to see you receive your God-given vocation, and then for you to say yes to that. For you to choose to follow Jesus Christ in this particular way that he has called you to follow him. And so, Jack, I am proud of you. I'm proud of you, Vibeke. So honest and real. I don't know if they remember that first meeting I had with them. I went down to St. Thomas and had a cup of coffee with them and got to meet Vibeke, who Jack was beginning to be friends with and dating. And that was a real conversation already. Like, I was already putting it hard to Vibeke, like, you know, talking about the faith and Jesus and stuff like this. But she wasn't intimidated. She wasn't scared away. It was beautiful. And she had great questions already. And she was very thoughtful. She was already pondering these things. There's no superficiality about Vibeke at all. And so I am proud of you. Both of you, Greg and Steph, are proud of you. Erica and Heidi are proud of you. But most of all, God, your Heavenly Father, is proud of you today. He delights in you. He delights and is pleased with his beloved daughter and his beloved son. I wish to finish with part of the traditional exhortation before marriage. This used to be read before every wedding. Jack and Vibeke, you begin your married life by the voluntary and complete surrender of your individual lives in the interest of that deeper and fuller life you are to have in common. From this day on, you will belong entirely to each other. You will be one in mind, one in heart, and one in affections. Whatever sacrifices you may hereafter be required to make to preserve this mutual life, always make them generously. Sacrifices difficult and trying. Only love can make it easy, and perfect love can make it a joy. We are willing to give in proportion as we love. When love is perfect, the sacrifice is complete. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and the Son so loved us that he gave him himself for our salvation. No greater blessing can come to your married life than pure conjugal love, loyal and true to the end. Our prayer for you is that this love with which you join your hands and your hearts today may never fail, but grow deeper and stronger as the years go on. If you allow true love and the unselfish spirit of perfect sacrifice to guide your every action, you can expect the greatest measure of earthly happiness that may be allotted to us in this vale of tears. The rest is in God's hands. Be assured that God will not fail you in your needs. God pledges you the long life support of his graces in the Holy Sacrament, which you are now going to minister to one another. Saints Mary and Joseph, pray for us.